Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Roth.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, each week we have the pleasure of sharing really amazing sacred time in co-creating these shows with you. And every week we say it, it is the truth. You are bar none the most amazing audience on the planet. And we love that you participate in these shows with us, whether you're calling in live on air for mini soul readings, whether you're writing us at guest@shriandkiraradio.com. We love connecting with you. And today, it's a really special show because today we're diving into, you know, the big A word, authenticity. And this has really been thrown around. You know, it's fascinating that Shri and I have really been living authenticity, talking about authenticity, writing about it, teaching about it for many, many years now. Yet I found it fascinating that it was Bernie Sanders that started bringing authenticity to the top of people's attention, especially in the Western half of the world.
Well, especially in an arena that's not known for its authenticity.
Very true.
Mainly politics. And so it becomes a relative scale.
Exactly.
But authenticity is truly something that everyone that I've ever talked to can agree is a good thing. Everyone I've ever talked to feels that, well, yeah, they are authentic. They are real. And there's something about a person that's real, that resonates universally. And the realness certainly is a matter of degree, and it's a matter of perception also, because oftentimes we're overlaying our own judgments and filters and projections on things, and we might miss what's really in front of us. However, the thing is, authenticity has a lot to do with truthfulness. It has a lot to do with honesty and transparency. And we're going to be exploring all of those subjects as we go further.
And so much more. And we want to give a quick shout out. You know, we just yesterday culminated our Transforming Toxicity telejourney. And oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you that were with us live. And hey, if you weren't with us live, that program's already available as a home study. Go to shriandkira.com. You'll see it right there on the homepage. Get this program. The transformations that are happening in conjunction with what's happening on the planet. You know, Shri, I smiled so broadly when I saw that we were talking about authenticity today and, of course, fear and denial after we just finished that Transforming Toxicity journey and how powerful the shifts were for so many people. And, you know, speaking of powerful shifts, Guy, I don't know if there's, guys, I don't know if there's any telephone lines left for today's show. I see that the callers are lining up already, but hey, give it a shot. If you want to try and get on the air, call 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008.
There's always room for one more.
Absolutely. And if you call and it's busy, it means all the lines are full. And just wait till we start speaking to people. And the minute we would hang up, that would be your chance to try to get back in.
And so, beloved ones, let's take a moment and just recognize that we're in and on this journey together. Each and every one of us here on Spaceship Earth has taken our seat, so to speak, and we are traveling through time and space together. We're journeying through the dimensional frequencies together. We are having a shared experience. And when we polarize amongst ourselves on the planet, we're really saying there's a part of me I don't like. Now, that's a whole nother subject. However, it's important to recognize that planetary polarization is a reflection of aspects or energies that we just don't want to acknowledge really exist.
And you know, right now, when we're doing this show right now, early October, 2017, and again, whether you catch us in the archives
still,
or not, oh, is it 16 still? Boy, that tells you where my head's at. But when we're doing this right now, what it's really saying is, remember, this is a month about distraction. It's really one of those where you want to remember the magician. You know, what's the magician doing right now? Why is he holding up his left hand saying, look over here? What lots going on with the right hand. And I think everyone would agree right now, especially geopolitically, we are in some prime distraction energy. And distraction energy steals your authenticity. And that's why we're talking about it. That's why the topic of today's show is so timely and important. How can you be authentic in a world, in an energy that is seeking to tear you away from authenticity, that is seeking to do everything it can to have you look over here so you're not aware of what's happening where it matters the most?
Authenticity isn't scary until you try it. Let me say that differently. In a world that is so accustomed to having to put on the right behavior, the right face, the right dress, the right look, in a world that's so accustomed to having to pretend, authenticity can feel a little scary at first because it feels vulnerable.
Yeah, and there it is. It's the big V word. It's vulnerable.
And yet authenticity itself does not make you vulnerable. Authenticity itself is not actually weak or vulnerable. It's the transition from the duplicity, the distortion, the denial, the dream states. It's the transition that can feel a little bit scary. And so we want to look at that a little bit too, because is it worth the journey? Is it worth being truly who you are, being free to feel what you feel, know what you know, and speak what you want to speak, act the way you want to act that's true to your heart and soul? Is it worth it?
Well, and really the inner question is, what happens when we really are truly transparent with ourselves? Because in order to answer, is it worth it? We need to offer ourselves the opportunity to experience it or to know others who are truly living it. Hence, bringing us back to, how do you know? How do you know who's pulling your leg? How do you know who's really living it? How do you know? Because how many people out there right now in this moment are charlatans? And I'm talking about charlatans in many different ways, maybe even charlatans and sharing with you how authentic they are. You know, this is really the core of the issue, isn't it, Sri? Is how do you know that someone is, is it the words coming out of their mouth? Is that how you would know somebody is authentic? Is it the way they act? Is it the way they dress? How do we know? And these are some of the things that we are going to be talking about on today's show, because these are important things to know. Because if we give ourselves the blessing of authentic wisdom, then we are able to authentically connect, commune, and trust our inner guidance. Because really, that's what it all comes down to, is self-trust.
Absolutely. In order to be authentic, we need to be foundationalized in a sense of trust. That is the fundamental safety that is non-physical. It's just a sense of, I'm okay. I accept who I am. I accept that I'm having this experience. And that fundamental level of trust is what creates the permission for experience to be experienced. Rather than to be truncated or repressed or denied. And so each of us goes through this. You know, that life teaches us spiritual lessons at the basic levels, and sometimes we miss it. You know, the basic level of safety, for example, of knowing that I'm safe from the storm inside my house. That seems to be relevant given what's going on in the East Coast right now.
Oh, yeah.
To know that you're safe in your home, what happens? We begin to relax.
Yeah.
We have a more spacious experience. We're actually available for life. But when we don't feel safe, we then truncate or bring in our energy field, and our vision gets narrowed. And of course, it's uncomfortable.
Well, and this happens at all levels. You know, let's talk about that. First and foremost, let's all send our hearts, and I'm sure all of you already have, to the people of Haiti, who have just gone through this hurricane in just another incredibly profound way that Mother Nature is offering us her voice. And as she barreled up the East Coast of the United States, and as she is still, you know, as there's been a record volcanic eruptions in Japan, I mean, there's things just happening around the world. What's important to realize is that Mother Gaia is being authentic. She's telling you, I've been messed with, I'm upset, things have changed, and here's what's happening. And so when we look at authenticity, we look at all the ways it expresses, and thereby things we love and things that we might not be so comfortable with are going to show up.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. And just this concept of safety, for example, I just gave you an example of physical safety.
Exactly.
That's the most primordial thing. And we look at the people who are leaving the bomb-stricken areas
exactly.
of the world, trying
exactly.
to migrate into other lands,
yeah.
because they don't even have that. There's no place for them to go where they feel safe.
So think about what happens to a world when a vast majority of people are sending out an energy into the planetary thought body that says, I am not safe, at every level you can think about. What would happen to authenticity? What happens to the response? And we're seeing that. Things are literally shaking up.
And so this physical uncertainty brings the entire vibrational level of the society or the area of the planet. It brings it down. Now, remember, we exist on multiple levels.
Exactly, because we're talking about the third dimension. We want to be very
right.
clear.
That's right. We're talking about how we have grown up and grown through. So as a child, or at the basic levels, it relates mostly to your physical body. And then the next most refined level above that's your emotional body.
Exactly.
So we need to feel safe emotionally. So we need to feel safe physically, emotionally. And then we move into the mental bodies, the spiritual bodies, and the more refined soul bodies. The thing about it is that each of these layers is a learning. We learn how to relax into that which we can discern, that which we can be. You know, a child has a different idea of authenticity than a mature person.
But a child, oftentimes, while we might see it as, quote, a less refined state of authenticity, what they don't have is the manipulation or the distortion.
For the most part, they haven't. Their distortion filters, their denial filters, all of those things haven't been honed to a fine
to where they can actually be authentic. You know, I'm hurting, I'm crying.
So the point of the matter here is each and every person is at their level of interaction, and that authenticity then is going to be understood through the lens of where you're at. You can be authentically afraid. There's nothing wrong with
Absolutely.
Being authentically afraid
Absolutely.
Or authentically mad, etc.
Right.
But the key here is we're transitioning from a third dimensional reality into a fifth dimensional spaciousness.
And this has already happened. Remember, in the 2015 to 2022 experience, this ascension escalator, the twinning Earth is already here. These dimensions are anchoring, and actually the fifth dimensional portals are opening even faster. So things are getting big, guys, fast.
And in that understanding that the fifth dimension's already here, then consider that you have two different frequencies that are colliding in a space where human beings not all have made up their mind.
That's very true.
So you have these two frequencies, these two realities that are superimposed. And I, frankly, there's turbulence.
And you guys already know that, right? There is plenty of turbulence. And this is why it's important to ask the question, what happens if I'm really, truly transparent with myself? And am I ready to know my truth? Am I ready to know my truth? Now, these are big questions. They all tie into this moment in our history. But, you know, Sri, I'm looking. We have all these first-time callers stacked up to say hello.
Absolutely.
Why don't we invite some of them to join us today?
Well, I think we should start at number one.
Let's do it.
We're going to go to line one and say hi. It looks like Mia from the United Kingdom.
Namaste, Mia. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. How are you?
We are delighted to say hi to you.
I would like a mini soul reading, please.
Absolutely. We are happy to offer it to you. You know, Mia, as I reach out to you, the first thing I want to share with you is, if you can, put one hand on your heart and just relax your breath. When I connect with you, there's this sense of, it's funny, they're giving me all these words at once, urgency, not holding your breath, but kind of like a tightening of the breath, an urgency, a recognition, a knowing. And they're saying that for you, the most important thing to know right now is that the flow is not gone. The flow is moving, and that the direction that you're moving in right now will shortly climb. It's like they're saying there's one final hurdle before you, and it's actually right in front of you. They're saying within the next couple days, and that this will be very easy, very gentle. It's kind of like they're showing me a river. Everything around you is about this river analogy, and they're showing me you're in this boat. It's like a rubber raft, and you're coming up, and you see this little rock, and you're like, oh my God, will that tear the boat? The answer is no. You're going to actually roll right over it. It's like the water will get bigger in that moment. carry you right over it, and then straight ahead, everything is clear. And they're saying your breath will connect you to the deeper light, and the light that is around you has already ignited that which is moving forward now. And so I'm really glad you got through today. Thank you for calling, and many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Well, it's wonderful to hear from people around the world. Uh-huh. And we're going to head up to Canada right now. We're going to line two, and we'll say hi to Miriam from British Columbia.
Namaste, Miriam. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're delighted to have this moment with you. Glad to hear you.
Well, I worry a little bit right now. I have quite a few questions. All that uncertainty and so many things are hanging in air for me right now. And, well, my cat got lost. I can't find work. And I'm not sure, with the help of my husband, we are not together right now. He's in Alberta. I'm in BC. So it's all together. My cat just ran away 2 days before I moved to BC. On August 28th, and I'm waiting, I'm hoping, I don't know, maybe you will think it's not so serious, but he was like one of my children, member of the family, so it's, you know, it's so much, all those things, my feelings, and I'm waiting, and I'm hoping, but don't really know, should I hope, or should I let it go, and with work situations, should I continue doing what I've been doing? I am curate. I'm looking after older people for over 13 years now. Or what do you think? What do you feel?
Well, Miriam, I am so glad you got through today. And my heart connects with your authenticity in so many levels. I want you, if it's safe for you to close your eyes, please do so, because the entire time you've been sharing, Archangels Raphael, there's four archangels that have been around you. It's Archangel Raphael, Archangel Aniel, Archangel Ariel, and Archangel Zadkiel. And they each have like what looks like these beautiful colored ribbons. And they're like, they're sending out all these ribbons to you. Like every time you mention, because you, I see that you've got a lot of different things going on. And they're saying, gather up these ribbons. In other words, They want you to take quiet time, and you can do this in nature, you can do this in your home, light a white candle when you do it, sit quietly and connect with these angels and feel these colored ribbons coming towards you. And they're saying, it's kind of like collect them all. You'll see them all in front of you. And I'm doing this right now, Sri, if you can explain if I'm doing this right, but I'm taking my hands and I'm like gathering up, like if there would have been a whole bunch of ribbons in front of me, it's like I'm bunching them all together. And they're saying, gather them all together into your two hands, and then bring your hands to your heart. And notice that by bringing everything together, there is really only one thing that is needing to be focused on right now. And that is loving yourself and your life enough to move forward. And that as you bring gratitude for where you are right now, all of these other issues are going to resolve, including this issue with the cat. Everything's involved in here, Miriam. And so that's what these angels want you to hear. And I encourage you to listen to the show again, listen to the message I just gave you again, do this practice, and you're going to be really happy. They're saying 14 days. If you sit down and you do this practice every day for 14 days, there will be a major shift, and it will be a shift that will bring you great love and joy. And so I love that you got through today, and I am grateful for the opportunity to connect with you. Many blessings, Miriam.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Angel. Many blessings. Namaste.
And, you know, I just for everyone that was listening, it's so important that each of us honors that every soul is carrying a bit of the work of the oneness. We're all connected, and we're all carrying, and each of us has a little section of the light, you might say, that we're working with and we're healing. And this exercise that Kira shared with Miriam involves, for somebody who has a lot of things pulling on their attention, pulling on their energy, to take your two hands out in front of you as if you were trying to just define how wide these many things, these many ribbons are pulling at me, and to begin to bring the two hands together in front of your chest. That is, you are consolidating all these threads into one piece and bringing it into your heart, and through that saying, I love my life. And I'm willing to go forward in trust. I love my life. I love myself. I'm willing to go forward in trust. And what you're doing is releasing the need to be distracted by the multitude of issues and get it down to the one issue, which is I am a vessel of love and I trust my life.
You know, Shereen, that is so valuable, so important. And you know, for all of you that say, yeah, that feels right, I want to do that, I want to really encourage you. Go to ShereenKira.com and check out our home study programs. There are a couple programs in there that are extremely affordable. And we did that so that money is never an issue to stop your expansion. And I'm listening to Shereen. We have a program in there called Ascended Sanity, which is so powerful. Also, Ascended Abundance, another powerful program. And the one we just completed, Transforming Toxicity, there's the seven polarities of free will. Go in and look at these. All of these are incredibly, incredibly affordable, guys. I'm talking about, you know, a couple cups of coffee at Starbucks. And if you give yourself the commitment, and this is part of that October energy, Shereen, so I love this is coming up, because the distractions will try to keep you from what? From your authenticity. And yet, if you give yourself a reason to stay focused, that's why, you know, something as easy as a home study class, you go to ShereenKira.com, you find the one that resonates with you, you click, I want it, and you have it right away. You're ready to start. You know, you've got everything you need. And when you find yourself distracted, it brings you back to that which creates safety. Now, you know, one of the things that we did was we put a quote in this week's e-card. If you're not on our newsletter list, why not? Get on it. Go to ShereenKiraRadio.com, and right there you'll see join our newsletter. Get on it. But, you know, Shereen, I love this quote because it goes back to what you were talking about earlier. It talks about authenticity. It talks about safety. And in many ways, foreshadowing. You know, there's a part of me that really smiled that this quote was put in, was from our book, 2012 Atlantean Revelations, Becoming a Mystic in the 9-to-5 World. And, you know, I always share with people the only mistake we made on that book was putting 2012 in the title. It's a very powerful quote. This came from page 300. And let's read it again.
It goes like this. Imagine a community, or a world for that matter, where everyone knew they were safe to simply be the full expression of their soul's energy. This is the next step, and you are already taking it.
Woo! So here's what I love, Shereen. Number one, Shereen and I were giggling when we saw this quote because that's what Terra Nostra is. You know, we didn't realize the foreshadowing that was coming through this book, even to us. You know, Shereen and I often go back and read things that have come in over the years, and it's like a wow, you know, so much was kind of, we call it preloaded, front loaded for this period in history. But when we look at this quote, when you guys look at this, remember, we're talking about authenticity. Imagine a community, then expand your vision. Imagine a world. Well, here we are right now with this fifth dimensional world. And in that fifth dimensional world where everyone knows they're safe to simply be the full expression of their soul's energy. Well, that's a definition of authenticity, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it brings us to an important discernment that authenticity is actually a refined understanding. At the earlier levels of discernment, authenticity is thought of as congruence or truthfulness. Now, being truthful, I might even want to wait and talk about that for many minutes because
being truthful is
so misunderstood and is so subjected to in whose
judgments
eyes
and manipulation.
But here's the nutshell. Truthfulness has to do with disclosing what you believe is so. Authenticity has to do with being that which is before the belief. It has to do with being who you really are and trusting your essence.
I love that. It's a core issue.
And so congruence is a psychological term that, you know, does your behavior match your feelings? Are you trying to be deceptive, pretending you're not upset? If for example, you're bottling in anxiety, there's a certain look on your face. Your eyes behave differently. Your cheeks behave differently. You're incongruent.
Yeah.
Your physical presentation is not congruent with what you're really feeling. That's different than authenticity. That's just simple incongruence. Authenticity means, no, I am who I am. And I'm going to do that, and I'm going to be that, and I'm going to trust that.
Well, and that's the key. I'm going to trust that, because remember, in order to really do that, fear and denial are the energies that prevent us from authenticity. We're afraid. Oh my God. Let me ask you guys a few questions. Just like if we were to do an off the cuff authenticity checklist. Okay. So let me throw you a couple questions and you can check a yes or no. Question number one, have you ever said, I can't be myself in whatever situation? Oh no, I can't be myself. Now, normally this is at work or maybe around a family of origin.
It might be at the family gathering.
Whatever. But, you know, oh, I can't be myself. Okay, there's number one. How about number two? There's people around you that are worried about you. Okay. They're worried about you because you might believe differently than them, or you may not conform to what they want you to conform to. But there's people around you that have actually taken steps, whether it's verbally or whether it's in their actions, that basically is sending you the message, hey, I'm really worried about you. Okay. Number three, can you look in the mirror and love who you see? Can you look in the mirror and love who you see? Now, I'm not talking about in-depth mirror gazing, although it's a fabulous practice. It's actually a practice in our NIM program. But what I am saying is, can you look in the mirror? And I'm talking about a long look, guys. Like, how about a full 60 seconds, which can seem like forever when you're timing it. But can you sit there for a full 60 seconds and really love what you see? So these are all important questions to ask yourself. Another really important question to ask yourself is, do I trust myself? Just that bluntly. Do I trust myself? Do I trust myself? And then let's just wrap this up with one more. Here's the last one. Is my joy dependent upon those around me or the circumstances of my life?
Is my joy dependent upon anything outside of myself?
There you go. That's the shortcut.
That's the short version. But it's important to recognize that so often we think our joy is dependent upon other folks or other circumstances.
Exactly. And here's the key, guys. This is not a pass or fail exam. So that's the first thing I want to share with you. If any of you are out there going, oh my God, I said yes to everything, or hey, I'm doing great, I said no to everything, doesn't matter. It's not a pass or fail exam, because we are human, or at least most of you listening are, right? So you're in physical form, which means you're going to cycle. You might have days when four of the five, or however many we gave you, are a yes, but at least one's not. You might have days when they're all a no. You might have days when you jump in and out of both. The key is to be authentic in the journey. These questions were designed to help you start looking deeper at some of the things that may be clouding your authenticity. Oftentimes, we may think we're being authentic when what we're doing is sometimes in denial.
Yes. You know, it really gets down to recognizing you're having your human experience and you're growing through the delusionary thoughts, feelings, and common culture of density. So, of course, you're going to have all of these experiences. But the question is, now that you're aware of it, are you going to keep doing it? Because as we awaken to the truth of our authentic energy, as we awaken to the truth of our world, then it becomes more hurtful to be inauthentic.
Absolutely.
It just becomes harder.
Yeah, that's true.
And so that's really the message, is when you start to know the difference, then you're responsible.
Well, absolutely. And this is a very powerful concept. You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about this after the break. But remember, if you are awake to a level of consciousness, and based upon the level of consciousness that you are awake to, is where the responsibility of your actions meets you. You know, as my beloved Sri always says it so beautifully, your level of attainment is your veil. And we're going to talk a lot about that. How to look at that level of attainment, how to break through that level of attainment, and how to learn to be truly transparent with ourselves and others. We gave you a checklist to find out if you are. Now we'll help you give you some steps to make sure you're living it.
So absolutely. So we're going to have a little commercial break right now, and we'll be right with you after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste and welcome back. We're glad to be with you.
Authentically. We are authentically glad that you are with us today. And hey, if you're just tuning in, that's where we're at. We're talking about authenticity. We are navigating this month of distraction energy, and we are breaking free into living in fifth dimensional experiences easily and with lots of joy.
You know, the fifth dimensional energy is often misunderstood. The key here is that it is a frequency where the deception and denial and distortion are just uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they're just harder to hold on to. And the more we try to hold on to deception, denial, distortion, the less happy we feel. And then the person is faced with a choice. Do I drop back into third dimensional living where I don't have to feel this discomfort? I can be happy. I know the rules and off I go. Or do I heal that which in me is holding on to these coarser frequencies, these negative energies, these unhealed issues? Do I heal that and lift?
No, there's a good question.
And that's really a choice we all have to make, because to lift and truly be in the spaciousness and joy of fifth dimensional and above living requires that we love ourselves, trust ourselves, and that we are indeed transparent with ourselves and with the world for the most part. You can always have a little greater transparency inward than outward, and sometimes that's called discernment, mm-hmm. meaning not everything has to be shared. Just because you're feeling something doesn't mean you need to blurt it on the world.
You know, actually, some of the most accurate transparency is when we hone our spiritual discernment. Yeah. Because then we're being transparent with the universe. We're saying we're, and this is what we started talking about before the break. That's part of being spiritually responsible, is the discernment of, in my transparency, in my authenticity, I become very aware of the responsibility of what I share.
Absolutely. And it really gets down into just time-honored wisdom, is you don't offer concepts to a child that are beyond the child's experience. It isn't kind.
Well, it's also not kind to dump information on somebody that's not asked for it or is prepared to receive it.
And so you carry that forward.
Yeah.
If just because I'm having an experience or a perception does not mean that others need to know of it or have it too.
Well, I think you need to repeat that, Sri. Because that's just so important.
Just because I am having an experience does not mean that others need to know of it or have the same experience. And of course, what I am suggesting is this is how we cultivate discernment. There are times when in our desire to create intimacy with another being, we're going to share things of an intimate nature. We're seeking to be known and to know. However, there is also an imposition that happens when we try to share, overshare, you might say, that's in the vernacular, when we share what our experience is as if it's the experience. and or our judgments is where it gets particularly toxic.
Well, and that's important to pay attention to, because this goes into one of those questions we were asking you earlier about, you know, if you didn't join us earlier, go listen to the first half of the show where we gave you kind of a little tongue-in-cheek but serious checklist of authenticity, because this is one of the things that's most important to pay attention to.
And so this conversation really springboarded from the word transparency.
Yep.
To be transparent with yourself is to really look at and see and know what you are experiencing, to look at your perceptions, your thoughts, your feelings, your sensations, and to honor and acknowledge them, to respect yourself.
And to recognize, you know, Sri, I'm smiling because our first book, which has just become a spiritual classic, and if you have not read it, get it, buy this book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, The Path of Self-Ascension. This book has been out there. It's in reprint. It is timeless. And one of the things we talk about is that when you finally step into authenticity, when you step into transparency, it is normal, it is common to virtually simultaneously feel terror and joy. And this is important to acknowledge and pay attention to. And it's why a lot of people aren't even aware of the fact that they've stepped into a transparent situation.
So often, the emotional body has grown accustomed to its limited world.
Yeah.
And when we start bringing in the transparency, all of a sudden, the walls got wider. They became transparent.
Right.
There aren't the hidden areas. The shadow becomes exposed. and so you don't have to do this all at once, by the way. It is a growth process.
Right.
So I don't mean to be speaking in absolutes, but what I am suggesting is every time we grow, every time we drop a defense, there is a moment of vulnerability. And when it happens quickly, such as the falling in love experience or the awakening experience when they're dramatic, there can be a moment where there's the joy of the oneness simultaneously being felt with the terror of the inner child, the ego going, oh, no.
Well, you know, one of the things we talked about in today's e-card for the show is that, you know, transparency turns a relationship into true partnership.
Yes.
And so this is, and you know, Sri and I are happy to use ourselves as an example because we live this. We have lived this every single day since we agreed to have this life together. And this is important because this piece right here creates an intimacy that cannot honestly be created if you're not at that authentic state of transparency. It just can't do it.
There is a tie-in between your capacity to be transparent and your emotional growth.
Yes.
Because it is the emotional body that keeps, you know, secrets.
Right.
Because
it's afraid.
Yeah. It's once you grow through that, once you say, okay, even though it feels risky, I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to do it.
Once you widen your comfort zone, the moment you widen your comfort zone, you go, oh, that wasn't so hard.
Well, and it's because you allowed yourself to feel safe.
Because you expanded your zone of safety.
Exactly.
It's just like that in all levels of your spiritual evolution. Everybody has their level of attainment. And beyond their level of attainment, we start feeling that thermocline of terror.
Well, you know, I'm giggling again because here at Terra Nostra, and hey, if you don't know about Terra Nostra, have some fun. Go visit TerraNostraRetreat.com. TerraNostraRetreat.com. Go check it out. Because here at Terra Nostra, what we've noticed among people who come here for extended period of time, our volunteers and our on-site community members, is that because we have created, as it said in the quote, a community where everyone knows that they're safe to simply be the full expression of their soul's energy, we've watched how that can actually implode some people initially because it's so different. You know, all those questions we gave you earlier, you know, it's like, do you have to hide being who you are? No. Oh, my goodness. Now what do I do? Right? Are you with people who are worried about you because of who you are? No. They're supporting who you are. Oh, my goodness. So it's really funny to look at when all those no's become a yes, it's natural to feel a sense of, oh, my God, I have nothing to complain about. Now what do? I've got to actually live this.
Well, what we have is the habit of having been less. The
exactly.
Habit of having been afraid.
Yeah.
And the wondering if I'm going to measure up to this new reality.
Yeah.
You know, can I really make it here?
And here's what's so cool is that our guests that come for like a program that are here for, you know, 3 days, a week, 10 days, go through this on a much smaller scale. However, the blessing is that they touch this authentic community. They touch this authentic land. They touch the high frequency energy. And when they leave, they have touched it. They know it. And thereby, they're ready to live it.
It awakens a recognition in their own discernment and their own DNA. And that's really the magic of being in high frequency experiences.
And with high frequency people, and I think that's one of the gifts we offer people here at Terra Nostra Retreat, or that you're receiving listening to the show, watching our YouTube videos, go to Official Sri and Kira. Make sure you connect, especially with our monthly revelations.
So often people look at videos just through the lens of their eyes, you know, of okay, I see two people talking. And versus listening to the video with their whole being.
Exactly.
Allowing the energy to be felt and experienced. Now, that involves a level of maturity to say, I am open to feeling, sensing, and having the experience of this connection. It doesn't mean you'll be swooped up or disappear or lose your authority. Not at all. It means you're going to hone and refine your ability to discern.
Mm-hmm.
The more we can take in and understand, the more competent we become.
In every single way. That is so true. And, you know, talking about discerning, we have so many people waiting to say hello, Sri. Why don't we go back to the phone lines?
We're going to head to line 3 and say hi to Kristen from Kansas.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Kristen.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow. I was meant to call in today because authenticity, to be who you really are. A little bit about me. I've always been a spiritual person. I grew up in a religious background, but the spirituality, just that deep connection to want to be able to reach to the divine and to know that more, really picked up the pace the year I had my first child, which was about 2.5 years ago. Well, last year we had our second child, and so now I'm a very busy mom of 2 young children, and I feel like if you could imagine shaking up a bottle of soda and just wanting a release, I'm very hungry, I have so much I feel I want to share, and I don't really have anyone except for through your videos and other various things on the internet with a very busy life. I don't even feel like I have a means of, I feel inner direction, in a sense of clairsentience, that I can feel when I'm guided. I can feel when those on the other side are with me. But I feel so, like your other caller, Miriam, had said, just pulled in so many directions. I don't know if you have any advice and how I could, move. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, well, Kristen, first and foremost, I love you. You are so amazing. You are so precious and so cute, because the whole time you're talking, and I giggled when you told me about your second child, because from the minute you started talking, they showed me a pair of sneakers on your feet, only they were filled with crystals. And you needed these sneakers, because without them, it's like you couldn't keep up. But here's what they're saying, that you have reached a time of divine awakening that is going to rapidly escalate your energy. And what they want you to do, and this is exactly what they want you to do, I need you to go to our website. This is all free. Go to our website, SriandKira.com. Right on the homepage at the top is a tab that says practices. Please use the miracle. It's called Manifest Miracles Now, and the container practice. These two practices are going to help your energy refine and focus. The ability for you to communicate with other beings is definitely getting really heightened. And by using it just says Manifest Miracles Now, by using this wonderful practice that was given to us and learning how to harness that energy, things are going to get easier and easier and easier. Also, right on the homepage, click on the mantra of self-ascension and watch it. It's just a beautiful, it's just a couple minutes of music that will ignite you. Look at the Divine Galactic Blueprint. Look at the self-ascended chakra portrait. They're saying it is no accident you got through today, and that these combinations of things will absolutely relax the energy, ignite the further awakening, and bring you to the next level. By the way, by the end of December, things for you are amazing. Look out, 2017. Big year for the planet because you are here. And thank you for getting through.
Thank you. Namaste. Thank you. Love you both and continue being blessed and doing what you do and reaching so many people with that. Thank you very much.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you, Angel. Well, Sri, we have so many amazing. Namaste. We have so many amazing people and the show just goes so fast. Let's try to sneak another person in.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line 4 and we're going to say hi to Jill from Portland.
And another first time caller. Namaste, Jill. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you. Thank you for having me. My question is a soul reading. And then why do I cry so much? How can I make it stop?
Oh, my angel. I am so honored to connect with you. You know, first and foremost, as you were asking, Your words come out of you like vapors of crystalline energy. And all of these beautiful beings around you are saying that whenever you speak, you send out a cosmic pulse wave of healing, and that that your words heal, and that it really, you could just say blah, 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 and it wouldn't matter because that energy is coming from deep within. And they're saying that the tears that are in you now are, they're giving me lots around this, are generational, are from many other lifetimes. A lot of them are not even yours. You're picking up on what's happening on the planet. And this is why they came forward and we're talking about this healing words. And they're saying that it's important for you every time you start crying or you feel that to bring your hand to your heart, take a deep connected breath and send out through your mouth and exhale and feel this like gossamer crystalline energy come out of your mouth and surround you like a cocoon of light and begin offering you the nourishment of the healing. Because as you complete this nourishment, as you energize this cocoon of powerful light, not only are you going to release the need or the sense of crying, you're actually going to be empowering your healer self. And they're saying that your feet will move you forward in ways that you have yet to divinely experience. And that shortly ahead, and I'm saying she needs more than shortly, guys, and they're saying me within 60 days, shortly ahead is a chapter of your life where you will expand what you do and find the answers to the things that you have been crying out for. And they all keep saying the same thing. We have heard you. Your prayers have been heard. Now allow yourself to heal fully so that you may receive it all. And so it is, Jill. I love that you got through today. Talk about an authentic blessing. You are an authentic blessing. And feel my heart and arms around you right now, Angel. Many, many blessings.
Namaste. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Namaste.
Oh, many blessings indeed. And, you know, here we are. I want to just bring a recap to something. Authenticity is truly about living a soul-based life. Transparency is one aspect of that. It begins with being transparent with yourself mm-hmm. and then using your discernment as to who to share with. The earlier stages of living an authentic life, we learn to get comfortable with our emotions. We learn to feel the fear and do it anyway, as mm-hmm. I think Mr. Nike or somebody has said.
somebody said it.
And the key here is to recognize that if you are in a healing process, and most of us definitely is, that's an important phase that can go on for quite a while. We don't. There's something to be said with doing enough healing to move forward and not to get stuck there. But that's not today's topic. Here's the thing I want you to take home. Healing is a signal that you're waking up.
Every way.
Think about those who are not aware of the amount of pain or hurt, fractures inside, and they're just acting out. the unconscious, those that are hurt or fractured and are not conscious of it, are generating further pain into the world. Those that begin to feel the pain and recognize the responsibility for themselves say, I have things I need to heal. And oftentimes it feels like a real big journey. What happens is, as we go through our healing process, as we sincerely begin to undertake bringing more love to ourselves and others, it accelerates and our soul begins to lift us. As we lift, you don't have to heal everything because the vibrational enhancement is in itself healing.
Whew. Now breathe that in, guys. Take that in. Really understand what Sri's sharing here.
So it begins with doing your emotional work. It begins with doing your healing work. And then if you must have the magic ingredient, which is called spiritual practice. We do our practices. We're continuing to open the door to divine love, open the door to divine guidance, do the mantra of self-ascension, clear the emotional garbage. And as your vibrational level lifts, it will automatically reduce the impact or force of the unhealed pieces, meaning they're going to heal naturally. They will take care of themselves. Just like the body scars over and heals a wound, your emotional wounds will simply fade away, but not until the soul-based life is really come into play.
Now, you know, I love that we're going here and that we're talking about this. I'm sure all of you listening are going, okay, I get this. I get this. Remember this, my angels, your soul really knows how to lead. The key is, are you feeling safe enough to sit in the back seat and let your soul drive? You know, oftentimes we talk about, you know, earlier in the first half of the show, we talked about that your level of attainment is your veil, and that we were going to talk more about that in this part of the show. And so the key is, your level of attainment becomes comfortable. Your level of attainment says, okay, I'm comfy here. My mind can wrap around this. However, if we really want to expand beyond it, then it's about allowing the ego to be like that two-year-old, you know, put it in the car seat. It might kick and scream and say, I'm not going to sit in the car seat, but you know that car seat's made to keep it safe.
And another way of looking at this is, there's always more.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can always go deeper.
Oh,
you can
goodness,
always
yes.
lift higher. There is greater refinements to be revealed. And so don't get complacent. Instead, celebrate your journey, trust your life, and be open to the revealing miracle.
And it's also about recognizing there are many people who will be very complacent, and it's not about trying to change them or trying to do anything other than honor and respect their journey. You know, you're here right now listening to this show because your soul called you here. Whether you found us by accident, whether a friend told you about us, whether you're a longtime listener, of which we are so grateful and thank you, your soul called you here. Just showing up to listen to this show, whether you catch us live, whether you catch us in the archives, whether we're on a podcast or on an app, something inside of you said, I'm ready to hear this information. And that means you are, and I'm going to use the word safing. It means you're starting to feel really safe about who you really are. And that's why you're paying attention. The question now is, what do you want to take as your next step? Because remember, those steps can be baby steps, but what's the next step going to be? Passionate action is authentic. Passionate action relieves you of anger, relieves you of discord. It says, I can take a positive step forward to shift everything that's going on without having to engage the lower frequency energies of anger, doubt, guilt, judgment, denial. It says, I am free to be, and thereby I am free to act in the energy of fifth dimensional, awakened, responsive action.
Passionate action is authentic energy deployed into the world.
There you go.
And it's a sharing. And again, we all learn through discernments. We learn by making so-called mistakes, meaning we're just practicing our refinements. It's important to recognize that each of us is developing. Trust where you are and go where you're meant to go. You know, it's we can't sit around wishing we were somewhere else. We have to take a step and another step and another step. And this is indeed the journey. You have the capacity or you wouldn't be here.
And you know, guys, you have the absolute birthright to live authentically, regardless of what the mind may be trying to tell you. Remember, that mind chatter is a sly pirate. It will do everything it can to steal your joy. It will do everything it can to stop you, especially when you're on the cusp. And so offer to yourself, probably in this moment, right now, just right now, bring your hand to your heart. Feel the love of the universe pulsing through you. Just take this moment right now, because you can do it in a split second, and feel how amazing you are. Feel the truth of who you are. In this moment, the mind is quiet, the heart is open, the angels are singing, and the divine universe is showering you with the energy of authenticity. Just feel that, and then bring a smile to your face. Because when you bring a smile to your face, you send a signal to the universe that indeed you are here, you are ready, you are open, and you are being guided. That's authentic living.
And as we allow that smile to widen, simply breathe deeply. And until we have the joy of being with you again live next week, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.